Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Damian Williams opting out for this 2020 season, and also Patrick Mahomes, the fourth best player in the NFL, according to other NFL players, which is just ridiculous. And Danan Hughes joins us right now here on Cody and Gold. Danan, good to have you on the show, man. Damian Williams opting out for this 2020 season. How big of a loss is this?
Remains to be seen. I mean, obviously, it's a good thing that we drafted a running back in the first round, and we got depth at that position. I think that's probably the deepest position that we do have, or one of the deepest positions on the team. So, and Andy Reid has shown that he's been able to kind of get guys off the scrap heap and make them serviceable, at least for this offense. So I'm not too worried about it. It would have been great to see a follow-up performance from Damian Williams after the Super Bowl run and what he was able to accomplish in the playoffs. But as long as everybody stays healthy, I like the depth at that running back position. And I have to give him credit. It takes a lot of guts to opt out of your contract and, you know, basically take a year off from your dream job and being undrafted and excelling the way he did and then getting to the pinnacle and playing the way he did at the end of the season. You'd love to see a follow-up performance, and I'm sure part of him would love to see and show people that he can do it again. So I give him credit. You know, he has principles, and the players that are opting out, they have their principles and their priorities. I think it's terrible that there are people in the Twitter world and fans that are criticizing these players. I've heard radio guys talk about them being naive. You never know what goes through a guy's head and personal situations that can cause them to change tracks. And, you know, they have integrity and they're willing to stick by their principles. And I think that should be applauded and not criticized.
I 1,000% agree. And I think making that decision is incredibly difficult. And yet, Danan, I was surprised by the number we've already seen. It's about 24 players or so right now. They've got a little over or a little under a week, depending on where that deadline actually hits, to still opt out. Did you expect this many players to opt out? It just seems like you said, it's one of those sports that oftentimes the limited window of time you have to play makes it very difficult, I feel like, for a player to choose to sit out. Were you surprised by the number we've already seen sit out?
I'm not surprised, and here's why. I think this is part of the reason that you're seeing these guys drop out is in part possibly towards the NFL not doing their best job of getting a foundation set where the player enough time to kind of digest what they were going to walk into. I mean, it's training camp time, and there were still things being ironed out pretty much up until the 11th hour. And I know for me and my kind of personality, I need to know exactly what I'm walking into. You know, from an athlete's perspective, there's a reason why they get the playbooks super early in the off season, because you need to be able to digest everything that you're going to be expected to participate in and every aspect that you're going to have to contribute to be your best on the field. And football, unlike any other sport, you have no opportunity, nor will you ever be successful if you have to stop and think, or if there's something that's going to make you hesitate. And that's where you're seeing these players. I'm sure there's a part of them that if they would have known a month or two ago exactly what was going, they were going to go through exactly the protocols, all the different intricacies that are involved in their profession that would make them more comfortable and more able to exhale and go to work and be the best professional football player they could, they probably would not opt out, or they would at least be thinking twice about it. But this last minute twists and turns, it just doesn't sit well with a lot of players like that.
Dane, and other than Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who do you think is the biggest benefactor out of this news from a personnel standpoint on the Chiefs roster with Damian Williams opting out?
I'd say Darrell Williams. There are a lot of people that prior to the injury thought that Darrell Williams was kind of elevating as far as his play time, as far as just dependability on the field. He seemed to be a little bit more of a harder rusher. I always believe that Damian Williams and Darrell Williams combined kind of made it seem like that running back was what we missed in Kareem Hunt. Those two combined equal Kareem Hunt. And now he can go out there, he has something to prove, and be that guy, and then have the extra push to have Clyde Edwards-Helaire behind him or competing with him as a first-round pick. So I think when you have that kind of edge, there's nothing that can stop you, and I'll be looking for him to be a guy that makes some noise.
Do you think that the odds makers are right? They took a huge leap forward with Clyde Edwards for Rookie of the Year. Do you think that his touches are going to increase as much as at least the prognosticators would assume in the absence of Damian Williams?
I don't know. I think, you know, when you looked at outside of Kareem Hunt, even going back to Andy Reid's days in Philadelphia, he's always been kind of a 1-2 punch type of running back guy. And so to assume that Helaire will be a guy that will get enough touches to garner Rookie of the Year when you have Joe Burrow and other players and a slew of wide receivers that are going to get a lot of looks as well, that can be tough. There are some guys that are going into some really good situations. They're going to be either number one QBs or number one targets at wide receiver. So to say that it would be automatic just because you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, I don't think it's automatic, but he does have a good shot. I just have always seen Andy's offense be more productive when they had a 1-2 punch at running back and not just one kind of horse guy that's going to be the guy that carries the team.
Dane Hughes, Chiefs analyst for the Chiefs Radio Network, former Chiefs wide receiver. Congrats again, man. Appreciate the insight on this, and we'll be talking, I'm sure, plenty here as we get closer and throughout the season.
Sounds good, guys. It's going to be a fun time. I appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. Dane Hughes with us here on Cody and Gold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.